Well, it's been a nice short week with Tanya and Steve, one in which Steve misinterpreted something big time.
We're currently going through flatmates.com.au.
Well, you need a flatmate, mate. I'm available.
No,
I can sell up and move in tomorrow.
No, Lork's moving.
I can rent my house out. This will be fun. I'll sleep over tonight. We'll try it out.
Yeah, you're just solving the wrong issue.
Oh.
There we were solving Steve's issue so he could rent out his house and pay his mortgage that way while he leaves freely at mine.
It's brilliant.
We'll get to that living situation soon. But first, because it's school holidays, let's reminisce with Tanya about her holidays growing up.
We used to holiday from Roman Terrace to Stockton Caravan Park. I don't know why you laugh at that.
No. I see, though. Roman, it was just like your dad going, hey, we'll go and have a beach holiday. Why would you fly, drive? It's just down there.
Yeah.
We'll just go down there. We'll have a van.
We did go to Queensland once, but we only stayed one night.
Why is that?
Dad didn't like it. No. We came home.
went
to Stockton. Swear to God, one night.
What part didn't Glenn like?
Probably the Gold Coast, like surface.
Oh, too many people.
Yeah. He's unpacked the van. Here we go. He sat down, crack it up. Nah, don't like it. Righto, let's go.
We did. Drove all the way back.
In the car, Daddy.
I don't find any of this funny.
Men in Victoria are being praised because donor sperm is on the rise for IVF patients. Triple M newsreader Dave Dolan gave Tanya and Steve the details on why it's been so hard to get people to donate.
So you can't be anonymous now, the psychological screening is stricter, and you can't get paid for it anymore either.
Oh, hey, you don't get paid?
Don't believe so.
No. Oh, why would you do it?
No. But Steve, you've got a good time.
You're lonely. I was setting up a stool at the market, Steve. I didn't know you didn't get paid anymore.
Sorry.
I think there's age restrictions on sperm donors too.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, right, mate. Right.
No, I wasn't even thinking about you. I'm just saying, just because you might be good at it, you can't just put your hand up and go, I'll help out.
You don't think people listening might have noticed that it was like, I was going to do that. I think there's an age restriction. It was kind of together.
No, well, not in my brain.
Okay. Well, good news for Nick, though. She can stop saving those yoga containers for her.
Okay, let's move on, and quickly. Let's talk hotel hacks. Because Tanya told Steve that not only does she put the shower cap on the remote control to fend off germs when she checks in, she also does this.
Never unpack your suitcase on the carpet.
Why?
Bed bugs jump in. Unpack your suitcase in the bath.
In the bath?
Yeah, they can't live in water.
Oh, Lord.
You guys, honestly, I'm surprised you're still alive.
So you go in the bathroom, and you put your bag in, and you open it, and then you bring the clothes out. So what's that saving?
It's saving little hitchhiker bed bugs with their thumbs out going, take me to Rio.
I'd like us all to pause for a minute and just hope that Tanya really does understand how bloody crazy she sounds right now.
Made a shocking confession this week. He admitted to watching 2 minutes of TV show Love Island. He hated it, and then he found out Tanya's hubby Mike also wasn't a fan of the reality show.
Like you, my husband was just screaming at the TV about 60 seconds in for me to change the channel. I did what I knew would confuse him. I put the remote where, when you've been married 20 years, you don't go.
Oh.
I sat on it.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't going to go there.
Tanya.
And I made him watch another 5 minutes.
Oh, God.
Tanya.
What?
One day I'm going to play what you just said back to you. And it's not going to roll as well as you thought it did when it came out.
You know what, Steve? There's no time like the present. Why don't we do it right now?
I put the remote where, when you've been married 20 years, you don't go.
Oh.
I sat on it.
Yeah.
And so he wasn't going to go there.
Tanya.
What?
One day I'm going to play what you just said back to you. And it's not going to roll as well as you thought it did when it came out.
Well, you know what I mean. I sat on it and he didn't want to go there because we've been married so long.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
Well, no, you didn't have to re-explain it, mate.
Yes.
I just hope you eventually found the remote again. The gate, the remote control.
we were talking about a couple of minutes ago? Well, it turns out Tanya's son Lorcan is moving to Queensland and the search is on to find him somewhere to live.
We're going through flatmates.com.au. I scroll through it. How do you know you're not going to end up with someone that's going to, I don't know, watch you sleep and dribble on you or hold a butter knife to your throat or, like, how do you know?
Anyone met my on-air partner, worst-case scenario, Wilkes?
Yes, you've definitely gone the dark and twisted road.
You know how they say often people speak outwardly reflecting themselves? I was going with you till the butter knife.
Okay.
Once you got to the butter knife, I'm like, whoa, freak!
Yeah, it's a bit creepy, isn't it? Could have gone for the sharp, you know, Wilshire knife.
Anything.
Anyway.
Yeah, you're gonna spread them to death.
And finally, while we're talking about flatmates, Steve admitted to Tanya that he's had a few over the years.
I had a few flatmates. Never lasted long. I'm not very good at living with people.
It's called wearing pants when someone else is in the room.
That was an issue.
Baxter still complains. He hasn't learned.
So, Tracy, tell me, are you big on pants? Yes, I wear them all the time. No, me wearing them, Tracy.
Rewind.
Tradies, save more with Matthews Metal Management. Competitive prices for copper, brass and aluminium.
So Newcastle, Tanya and Steve for breakfast.